This is the story of little dog making lemonade. Well, it all started one morning when little dog woke up bright and early, and little dog was very, very thirsty. "Oh my word," he said, "I am thirsty. What in the world? I feel like I haven't drunk for years." And he ran down the hall, ran into the kitchen, and he opened the refrigerator and looked inside. And do you know what little dog wanted? Little dog wanted some lemonade. He looked up at the top shelf, but there was no lemonade. He looked at the middle shelf and the bottom shelf, but there was no lemonade. He even checked the doors, the vegetable and the meat drawer. He looked where the nuts were stored. There was no lemonade in the refrigerator, none at all. Little dog had to have lemonade. He opened up the freezer and he looked all over. He searched, he pulled everything out. He looked inside, but there was not even one tiny can of frozen lemonade that he could make up. None. And he stood there feeling dejected when suddenly he had a bright idea. Do you know what that idea was? He remembered that outside was a great, big, huge, enormous, gigantic lemon tree. And this lemon tree had lemons on it, and these lemons were ripe. And he thought, now, if I can just get some of those lemons, I can make lemonade. In fact, I can make enough lemonade for the whole family. It'll be a wonderful, wonderful time when we have enough lemonade that we can all enjoy together. And he ran down the hallway, down to the front door. He jumped through the doggy door, ran out back, and he stood looking at the lemon tree. Now, this was no small lemon tree. It was a big lemon tree. Little dog suddenly realized he had a problem. How was he to get the lemons? And he looked. And he noticed one lemon that was hanging particularly low. And he thought, now, if I can just jump up and catch that lemon in my teeth, then I will have a lemon. And so he got down underneath that lemon, and he mustered all his strength, and he jumped as high as he could, and he snapped his jaws. And guess what? Little dog missed. Oh, boy, he thought, I missed the lemon. And so he jumped a second time, and a third, fourth, fifth, and the sixth time he jumped, he missed it again. And this time he wasn't even jumping as high as the first time. And he thought, there's no way I'm going to be able to jump and get that lemon. And it was so close he could almost smell it when he was snapping his jaws up there when he was trying to jump for it, but there was just no way, and he stood there thinking, what am I going to do? How can I get lemonade? Oh, and then he had another idea. He thought, now if I can just get a long stick, maybe I can whack at the lemon, and it'll knock it out of the tree, and then I'll have a lemon, and I can make lemonade. And so he ran all over the yard, looking this way and looking that way, trying to find a lemon. And you know what? I mean a stick. And you know what? He found one, but it wasn't quite as long as he'd hoped, so he took it over to the tree, and he got it between his jaws. He reached up as high as he could, and he stood up on his tippy toes, and he went whack, 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 whack. And he whacked long enough that he was sure that if the stick was long enough, he would have hit it. But in fact, he wasn't hitting it, so he thought, well, maybe if I jump and whack at the same time, I can get it. But then on second thought, he decided that he might end up impaling himself, and that was not a nice thought, and certainly not worth the lemonade, even though he felt it was very, very important. So he stood there again, feeling dejected, wondering how he'd possibly get a lemon, when all of a sudden he remembered how a little cat would run right up that lemon tree. They would be playing tag, and he would be almost up to her to catch her, and she would dart up the lemon tree, and she'd sit up there on a branch, and she'd look at him and laugh and say, "Aha, you can't get me. You can't get me." And little dog would always think that it was in fact true, that he couldn't get her because he was a dog, and dogs didn't climb trees. But now, feeling as thirsty as he was for lemonade, he thought, you know, I wonder if I could climb that lemon tree. he thought, now I'm gonna try. And so he got back a little ways from the lemon tree, and he got a run at it, and he ran right towards the trunk. He hit the trunk and started shooting right up it. And you know what? He made it about 3/4 of the way up the tree, and he just didn't have enough momentum. And so he turned around and scampered back down before he could fall and get hurt. And he thought, well, that was close. Now, if I can just get a little bit faster, he thought, I think I can do it. And he got back this time way further than he had the first time. And he put every ounce of energy. He ran faster and faster, faster, faster. He hit that lemon tree. And he shot up the trunk right up to the top. And he shot in a big arch. Oomph! All the way down to the ground. Oh, that hurt, thought Little Dog. That really, really hurt. Oh, my word. Oh, but I made it to the top. Now, if I can just try one more time this time, I need to be about halfway between the first two tries. Not too fast and not too slow. And so he got back this time, and he gave it just what he thought was right. And this time he ran up, and he was just about to the top, just enough energy. He grabbed a branch with his jaws and held himself safe in that lemon tree. There he was, Little Dog, perched in the lemon tree, and he was ecstatic. I can make lemonade now, he thought. Then he realized that he couldn't. He didn't have any lemons yet, and the lemons were hanging out on the branches. And so Little Dog began to look around. He looked this way and that way, looking for a lemon that he thought he might be able to get. And he saw one lemon that looked really, really ripe. He thought, now if I can just shake that branch a little bit, I bet that really ripe lemon is going to topple down and I'll have it to make my lemonade. And as he was looking around, he began to calculate how many lemons he thought he might need in order to make enough lemonade for the whole family. And he thought, now 4 or 5 lemons I think would be enough. And so he grabbed that branch and he started to shake it. Shook it a little more, shook it, and all of a sudden, snap, and zoo, plop, the lemon fell to the ground. And there he had it, his first lemon. Little Dog was feeling better than he had all day. He was going to have lemonade. And he started to look around for the next lemon, and he spotted one that he thought he could just barely shimmy out to, and he tried it. He worked his way out on the limb, and he reached out with his teeth. He opened his jaws, turned his head on its side to get around that lemon, and he picked it off and dropped it. Plop. There it was. 2 lemons, he thought. Now I just need 2 or 3 more lemons and I'll have enough to make lemonade for the whole family. And that's when he spotted the biggest, ripest lemon he had ever seen in his entire life. It was gigantic. It was almost as big as Little Dog was. And it was so ripe that he knew that if he just looked at it cross-eyed, it was going to fall off that branch. And so he edged out there, and he was right, just barely touched that branch it was on, and that lemon let loose and fell to the ground with a big old thud. Shoo! Thump! And there it landed, right next to the other 2 lemons. Yes, thought Little Dog, that lemon is huge, so I only need 1 more lemon, and I'll have enough lemons to make lemonade for the whole family. And so he quickly looked around, found another lemon, he shimmied out to it, and this time he was in a hurry, and he almost fell. But he caught himself again with his teeth, and worked his way out, got that lemon, dropped it down, zzz, plop, right next to the others. And then, without thinking twice, Little Dog jumped. Zzz, Oh, I shouldn't have done that, thought Little Dog. That hurt. And then Little Dog decided to carry the lemons inside. So he picked them up 1 by 1. And he ran them into the kitchen, through the doggy door, down the hall, and dropped them up on the counter. And he brought the biggest lemon in last of all. And then he got ready to make lemonade. And first he got out a great big pitcher. And he got out some sugar, and he put some sugar in it, and he decided to go ahead and put water in it so that the sugar could be dissolving, because he was in a hurry. He really needed some lemonade. He was still thirsty. And next he got out a cutting board, and he got out a lemon squeezer, and he got out a butter knife, because he wasn't allowed to use sharp knives. And then he washed his lemons, and he began trying to cut them, and he sawed this way, and that way. And then finally he gave up. That butter knife was not cutting the lemons. "Mom," he shouted, "can you help me cut my lemons, please?" And she answered him, "Little dog, I'll be glad to help you cut your lemons, but I'll need a moment before I can be there. Just a minute, okay?" And he said, "Okay, Mom." And he sat down on his stool very quietly and waited for her to come. And a minute and a half went by. Little dog was starting to wonder if she might have forgotten. And he was just about to call again when she walked through the door. "I'm sorry I'm late," she said to little dog. I was busy with something and I wasn't exactly thinking about you, but I remembered. And little dog said, "Don't worry about it, Mommy. Can you cut my lemons?" "Yes," she said, and she got out a sharp, sharp knife. And she picked up the first lemon and sliced it right in half. The second one, the third one. Then she commented on how big that fourth lemon was, and she cut it in half. And then she washed the knife off. She dried it and put it back in the drawer. And she said, "There you are, little dog. It looks like you're making some lemonade." And he said, "Yes, Mommy, I'm making some lemonade. And I'd like you to have some when I'm done." And little dog said, and Mommy said, "Well, thank you, little dog." And she left. And then little dog grabbed a small piece of lemon and he started to squeeze it on the lemon squeezer. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze until all the juice was out. And then he threw that piece in the trash. And he got the next, another little one, and he squeezed that one all out too. And a third one, he squeezed that all out too. And then for good measure, he did one of the big lemon halves. And he squeezed that one all. When he got done with the big lemon half, his lemon squeezer was nearly overflowing. And it was a big lemon squeezer. So he poured all the lemonade in, or the lemon juice, into the pitcher. And then he squeezed the other four halves. And when he was done with those, he poured that into the pitcher. And then he stirred it all up, added just the right amount of water, he thought. And then he poured a little bit into a glass that he'd gotten out of the cupboard. And he poured it in and took a sip. Oh, this is perfect, he thought. This is delicious lemonade. I absolutely love... He tasted it again. It's almost perfect. And he's just a little bit more sugar. And he put a little bit more sugar in. He stirred it up, waited for it to dissolve. And then he poured some more lemonade into his cup. And he sipped it. "Oh, this is absolutely perfect lemonade. This is delicious," he thought. "Oh, I can't wait to share this with my family." And he was just getting ready to call everyone to come have some lemonade when suddenly he noticed something in his cup. Do you have any idea what it was? It was a lemon seed. "Oh, no," he thought. "A lemon seed? There can't possibly... No, not... I got to get it out. Where did it come from?" And so he got out a spoon and he spooned it out of his cup and he plopped it in the trash can. Plop! Well, at least there was only one, he thought. And then he looked in the pitcher and... Oh, my time of day. There were lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of lemon seeds. There were so many lemon seeds, the dog couldn't even see the lemonade. "I'm going to have to get those out," he thought. I can't let anybody drink my lemonade with lemon seeds in it. They might choke." And so he started to spoon out the lemon seeds one by one. He reached in and grabbed out lemon seed number two, because you remember he'd already gotten one out of his cup. And he plopped it in the trash can. Plop. And then he got a third, plop, and a fourth, plop, fifth, right in the trash can. And then lemon seed number six came out. Number seven, eight, nine, ten, and he hadn't even dented the lemon seeds in the pitcher. There were so many of them. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 lemon seeds right in the trash can. 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128, 129, 130, 131, 132, 133, 134, 135, 136, 137, 138, 139, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144, 145, 146, 147, 148, 149, 150, 151, 152, 153, 154, 155, 156, 157, 158, 159, 160, 161, 162, 163, 164, 165, 166, 167, 168, 169, 170, 171, 172, 173, 192, 193, 194, 195, 196, 197, 198, 199, 200. 293, 294, 295, 296, 297, 298, 299, 300.